no stopping. So what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. Ain't no stopping. So what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. You make me wanna fly, oh.
In and out of this traffic jam, dangerous and without a plan. Fill me up, boy, and let me ride. Crazy love, it's a crazy love. Feel the wind blowing through my hair. So alive, boy, and I'm so scared. Never knew love could move so fast. Crazy love, it's a crazy love.
Pour it on, boy. Take me to the night. Oh. And ain't no stopping.
Stopping.
And trying, destination. Baby, all I know is that you and me were meant to be. Never let me go.
Welcome to the making of Pat's Good Opinion. Welcome, welcome, welcome once again, everybody. It's the making of PAX TV, Stereo TV. PAX Stereo ITV, the People's Internet Television. This is the show we get together with you once a week to let you sit in while we do some of our work. And it's some of our work indeed that we have to do today. Every week, Victor and I have to meet multiple times. But one of our biggest meetings is the Sunday meeting because we have to get out the drum. That's the weekly newsletter that goes out. We have to let everybody know everything for the week. And we have to discuss amongst ourselves the schedule. Make sure that we are both aware and that we agree with everything that's going on. So first of all, I want to say welcome to all the folks that love to come and tune in and watch us do business. Welcome to the Making of PAX Stereo TV.
Oh, it'll find its way, man. Give it a moment.
All right. Yeah, so Vic.
Yes, sir.
It's been a busy week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe in your own words, why don't you tell us what your week has been like this past week?
Wow, hey, this is interesting. Mine has been more rotating around the events. They say facilitating events can be like a lot of minutia. You really don't see a lot of things takes place until the day of the event. So most of it has been centered around preparing for this week, which, of course, we're not having any live shows after today, for those of you who may need to know this. Didn't have to prepare a lot for live shows because we're off Monday and Tuesday. We call it the March Madness Overflow to April Championship Week. That's one way of looking at it. And then also the reality events that's coming up. We have something working with Kimberly Lowell this Sunday. So I've been really focused on that because it really is going to be part of this meeting today and how we integrate some of the new equipment, the apps, and some of the technologies that we're experimenting with as we do these events. So it's the reality of all those things taking place. And then the most important thing for many of you guys, how do you plan when Miko's not here? I just tell you that she's not going to be here this week. She's off this week. So, this is one of those weeks like our spring break right now. So, but you and I are focused on the integration of the equipment as it ties to the event, and we have one coming up this Sunday with Kimberly Lola, and more information to come out on that soon.
All right. So just to reiterate, everybody, I want to be clear so everybody knows, this week is a special week, and because of other scheduling commitments, there's going to be no Morning Coffee Special Evening Edition on Monday night, and there's going to be no Quiet Storm. No Quiet Storm. Bummer. Bummer, everybody. Where's my sound effects?
Yeah.
Bummer. No Quiet Storm.
Yeah. Hey, this is it's the convergence of everything all at once, man. It really is. It's like we're not blaming basketball. And we do know this. There's a day of rest. It is Easter today. And I duly and truly appreciate what this day means. I'm rested, so I feel comfortable doing this show.
We want to send out all of our, acknowledge all of the folks who are spending today as a special day of spiritual commitment and refocus. So, once again, so no Morning Coffee Monday night, no Quiet Storm Tuesday night, no Miko this week. Okay, so that's the bad news. So we had to get all that out. That's because of all the scheduling things. But, like we said, more stuff coming. Now, the Kimberly Lola event that Vic alluded to for Sunday, where more information is going to be coming out, I will go on and mark my calendar. We'll get the exact times for you, but it looks like it's around 5:30.
5:30
on Sunday.
We go live with cameras at 5:30, and the official event starts at 6 for those who are going to say, hey, it's the official time, but we go pre-live. You know how we do it.
And we'll get that more information to you. It looks like this is going to be another episode of our private party.
Right.
So we'll let you know more about that, and it'll probably be some stuff in the drum that comes out tonight. So keep that in mind. The drum that comes out every week on Sunday nights, usually Sunday nights, sometimes as late as Monday morning, though. The drum comes out, which is our weekly newsletter that talks about what we're doing all week. Okay?
Yep.
So we wanted you to be aware of that stuff, all right? Because that's the big ones. Okay? Now, Miko will be back. We'll all be back in the week to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're working on some new programming and some of that new stuff.
She may, because her time was that she will be gone between the 1st and the 10th. She may be here for the Kimberly Lola event on the 12th.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be that Sunday. And for those of you who say, well, who's Kimberly Lola? She's a singer, songwriter, dancer, and model. She's been with us quite often, and she is relocating to Hawaii. She's going on her sabbatical, which I say once you land in Hawaii, you ain't coming back. So we're giving what we call our private little function, bon voyage. It's real. We're going to enjoy ourselves, have some fun, sending her off, because sometimes you never know. My sister did that. She says, hey, I'm going to Paris, France. I'm going to visit for a little while. And she's still there, and that was in the 1990s. So to let you know, sometimes you go somewhere and don't come back.
There you go.
Right.
There you go. All right, we're going to come back and get into some of the stuff that we have to meet on this week. This week's meeting stuff has to do with me showing Vic the new equipment purchases so that we can plan for how we're going to use them. For those of you who have been following what we're doing, our drone fleet in development is being expanded. The Pax Stereo drone fleet, we're working on the names. It's actually, you know, we'll probably call it the UAV, Unmanned Aerial Vehicle Team or something like that. But we're working on the exact names. We're working with corporate. Whatever that means. we're working to get these things worked out. So we'll be back in a minute to showcase the new equipment purchases that are adding to the Pax Stereo repertoire. So we have a bunch of stuff on the new drones. Okay. We also have about the new robot cameraman. We have a new robot cameraman, among other things, when you come right back. Right now, we'll take a break. And when we take this break, what we've been loving to do is to showcase the iVictor series. Now, the iVictor series is our very, very popular latest series, which is the iVictor photo experience. That means at the end of some of our other shows, Victor was taking photos, and we got the idea to expand that by playing music, getting into some different role play kind of things. So now you have the full iVictor photo experience. And every week at the end of the Quiet Storm, there's always a big one. And so here's the one from last week featuring the clones, our clone team, Tots, Azur, and Sphincter, and the photos from that session. And we'll be right back in just a minute.
You are the answer to my
Records. That is the I Victor. New Phenomenon. Back Stereo. Featuring the vision of Victor Allen. He's a visualist. That's right, we're inventing terms for him. Lighting, videography, and photography.
I gotta spell it.
Switcher integration. Yeah. Hattie Miko Williams, take a look. Get some quality family time. God bless you, Miko. You know, you have our blessings. Baby girl, you too now. All right, y'all. Yeah. Yeah. I Victor, the phenomenon, the experience. Go and get some. Now, like we said, this week we're not going to be there. And that's the thing, you guys. No quiet storm and no morning coffee this week because of the prior scheduling commitments. But we're going to be coming back full-fledged after that. We know how much you miss us. Now, as I said, part of what's been going on is new equipment. And got to show Vic some of the new equipment. One of the things we've been working on, many people don't realize that we're a two-man show. And while Victor's over there working three switchers, Vic, and you can give, let him see what you maybe what you got going on over there. But Victor's working three video switchers. I've got one, two, three, four. I've got five computers around me. I'm controlling the capture and recording of what we're doing here. So it's a two-man show. And using the latest technology, streaming to you live on Ustream and live stream and internet radio. So it's a new technology, and it's wonderful that we are able to do this as a two-man show. But we need some other help, and one of the things that I recently purchased for us was something called the Solo Shot, which is a robot cameraman. And you're going to see it in action as we use it here on the Pac Stereo campus for the iVictor photo shoots. Take a look here at the Solo Shot 2. We're going to be able to attach a video camera to it and have it act as a robot cameraman. Take a look. Is to add to Victor's capabilities while freeing him up. Solo Shot. Take a look. It's really the camera doing the footage. The Solo Shot just controls the camera. Now, the cameras we purchased two more high-definition cameras at a cost of about $120 a piece. So you might say, wow. I say, yeah, no, not on, we didn't spend a lot. But we're expanding. We're expanding what we're doing to make sure that we can cover here at the house, at the campus, the things we need. Because it looks like we're going to be doing more dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Shoots. In other words, we're scripting some skits using the clones, using the drones, and so there's going to be some crazy stuff.
I'll say that politely.
Coming up over here.
Yeah. I mean, it's a challenge, though, man. It's a challenge because I think the part of it is that we're learning to try to do more with less. A lot of times they say you get a... We love what we call, some people say that you're in toyland, techno toyland. And it's true. The videos that they do are so good. But the one thing that we're going to challenge them with, if we can, is that we incorporate the scripting of using the equipment as part of the reality while it's doing the show. It's totally different. Most people want to shoot, gather the footage, do the post, correct it all. But we're actually incorporating it as part of the show. So it's kind of like saying, hey, you're going to watch us using it and shooting it, not as just a how-to. It'll be part of the show.
Like the making of.
Right.
We're just trying to figure out how to organize that, all that, you guys. If we shoot the making of, then the of, I mean, then the thing, and all that. So that's what we're working on. And also the characters. Right now we have Tots, which is Victor's clone, Azur, which is Miko's clone, and Sphincter, which is my clone. And we're working the scripts and getting ready. You're going to see more use of green screen here in the studio, too. A lot more use of green screen. We're in the process of getting that in. As we convert our usual recording studio into the helm of the new Starship, yet to be named. The new, yet to be named Starship. Sure. Now, couple of some previews on our drones, but let me give you sort of an overhead. The whole thing with drones has to do with safety. Paxtera is very responsible. Most of our drones are actually low flying, and we're definitely complying in with some of the mandates. And we're actually going to be part of the ambassadors to the cloning community. We've already become affiliated with a couple of the local organizations in the area, and expect to see us showing ourselves more and more around the community in a leadership role as it relates to this. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the big areas that I thought was best for training for Victor and I was to first learn to be specialists with the use of indoor drones. Indoor drones, which include a series of what they would call mini drones and what some are calling micro or nano drones. So those are the small, very small drones, some maybe 3 inches across. And then also the mini drones. So that's going to be our area of focus. And let me show you a little bit about the, let me show you a little piece about the future and what we expect with the mini drones. Take a look. Sumo, we have one of these also. Part of the fleet. The mini spider mini drone. We have that one also. Part of the fleet. Lighted versions are coming later this year, along with a flying saucer. The spider mini drone. That's right. Use your drones responsibly. Paxtera expects to be at the leadership role within the community, advocating proper use of drones. Again, here's the off-road wheels of the Parrot series. We are big supporters of the Parrot series, and to date, they make up a good proportion of the fleet. All right. So that's that one. All right. Let's see if we can get out of this mode. You know they have this new mode with YouTube that makes it always in this autopilot. Now, as I said before, the big area for us has to do with the use of the mini drones. I thought I'd give you one other quick video of the Parrot Spider. You're going to be seeing us working with them soon. I just thought you might want to appreciate. These are the indoor drones. Now, Victor and I can get our skill set together by learning how to pilot and maneuver these drones to do a number of things. And that's the idea. Safety first as we become masters. Now, as part of the technology, we have some new technology which is going to allow us to miniaturize ourselves and put ourselves inside these drones. So look for that. We'll be miniaturizing ourselves to get inside these drones and fly around the PAX Stereo campus. Okay? Now, that's enough of that one. Now, that's the mini spider. Big part of the mainstay of the fleet. One of the nano drones, we enlisted one of our testers to give us an example of a video of example of one of the nano drones flying. And so we went looking so online for other testers who had videos. We found Earthling 1984. And we want to thank Earthling 1984, who in his spare time has tested one of our nano drones, what I call those are the micro. Okay. 3-inch across. And let's see what they look like.
All right, guys, we're ready to take it up. We got about a 10 by 10 foot room here, so nothing too big, but little helicopter does not need much space. Go ahead and do some hovering here just so you can see how nice and smooth it is, and then we'll fly it around the room.
Get the dogs.
So we centered the gyros. It should be pretty good. If I have to trim, I will. Check this out. Hands off. Looks like we need one push of forward trim. Give it a little throttle.
He's talking about trying to make it float in one position.
Hands off here, guys. Moving a tiny bit, but honestly, I mean, that's pretty amazing. The throttle is a little sensitive, so not going to lie. You'd want to be pretty smooth with the throttle, because it is very sensitive throttle. This thing has a lot of power, as I'll show you. There it is now. But hands off, this thing is great. Let me show you the power this thing has. Get down a little lower. Gonna get it full. It's pretty, pretty powerful, guys.
This is about $40.
Oh, hit the ceiling.
Right, I thought it would be great
here,
training for us to learn how to use these to some extent.
This does have a low and high rate. You change it from pushing in on the aileron elevator stick. I'm going to fly it in low rates inside here because it has plenty of movement.
Indoor training. We're going to have drones flying around the studio. Oops. Perhaps
it's also very durable.
Messing with Miko's hair.
A couple things. I just bounced off the wall over there. And it just
they're pretty tough. Yeah, you can fly them into stuff. I don't think you really have to worry. The indoor one. Just go ahead and crash. I slapped one out the air because it came at me.
It does come with a spare set of props or rotors. So if those go bad,
you need extra propellers because those get cracked.
Those in the box. So as you can see, it feels very connected.
Wow, it's fast. I didn't realize the little one was that
instant.
Fast.
There's no delay in the transmitter, which I've had some helicopters and quads that were inexpensive before that had lots of delay or they didn't feel connected. This thing feels perfectly connected.
Everybody says this is the new state of the art because the response is really... Now, the bigger ones we use have apps. We'll be flying them from the smartphones and from the Nexus tablets.
Yep.
Bounced off the wall a little bit down there. Like I said, the throttle's a little touchy, but I mean, it feels connected, but it is a very, very responsive, I guess you could say, throttle. So just, you gotta be kind of slow on the throttle, otherwise you'll make it just go crazy. I'm gonna hit it in high rates. I've never done this. Just see what it feels like. So I pressed in. I don't know if that changed anything. Maybe it doesn't. I feel a click, but nothing's changing. So maybe there is no high race.
The steadiness has to do with its ability to stay in one position and not float.
I guess that's just there for some reason.
The ones we have, Victor, will use a GPS.
Right.
To further stabilize them. That's the level which we'll get used to.
Right.
And it also integrates with Google Maps.
Oh, that's cool.
And as you can see, can easily hold a nice hover in a pretty small area here without it moving too much. It is a little helicopter, so, you know, if you take it outside and it's windy, it's going to get blown around, of course. But overall, this thing is amazing for the price. Very durable because it's very lightweight and, you know, there's not too many heavy parts or anything to it. And there's the LiPo cutoff right there. See how it's blinking? So that's telling you to land. So when you see that, get it down as soon as you can because you do not want to kill your LiPo battery like I was talking about. So that's the Proto X by Eskies.
Thank you, Earthling.
It's amazing for the price. It flies great. And you really can't beat it. I mean, if you want a little tiny helicopter, this is the world's smallest. And it just is an amazing flyer. So check it out. Get it for someone as a Christmas present or something. It'd be a great Christmas present. Anyways, guys, we'll see you later. Happy
Earthling, 1984. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Now, that's the little ones. Now, I told Vic, I said, that these were not as important to us. They're really, for me, really, I told Vic, it's up to us to decide if we think they're valuable to use for dexterity training. Because we're really going to be using things that are flown via the smartphone apps.
Right.
So before I give you a quick preview of the smartphone app, let's take a look at one of our largest drones, which is still an indoor drone. We have the Parrot Bebop, and we also now have added the Parrot AR Drone 2.0, the GPS edition. Now, again, this is a drone, small, affordable drone.
Right.
It's about a $500 drone, okay? And it does a lot of things and also allows us to train, again, inside. Take a look at this. How you like that?
Okay.
Oh, look at that. Cheaper. Yeah, I did actually. Maybe I didn't pay $500.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I think it might have been $400. Well, I think it was $400. Okay. But anyway, the point is that they're affordable drones. And you got to use them in ways. We're going to try to be very responsible, totally following the mandates, and actually are looking forward to be ambassadors to the community about the proper, the very proper use of drones.
In the Lemur Park community?
Yeah, because we know they're going to go down there. It's a conspiracy! It's a conspiracy!
First of all, you have to sit back and say, which community are you going to use your drones in? And
stuff can happen.
Well, like I said, responsibility and safety first at all costs. And we're about compliance, and we follow the rules and regulations. And if we're smart, we'll stay in an area with at least what they call acreage.
We're going to go test these out right. In the mornings on some local community baseball fields.
Right.
There's nobody out there in the morning on the community. On the weekends, they're packed with the kids, softball and all that.
Mm-hmm.
During the week, there's nobody there. Let's take a look what they did in Central Park. Some of these folks. Now with the Parrot AR. We're not doing any of this. This one, Vic, you get to see through the camera. It has two cameras on board. You get to see through them on the app.
No, this is the fun.
Look at that. Victor and I will be training. Victor, I, and Miko as she becomes available. All right, so that's that. Now, stop it. In this way, what I was telling Vic, it allows us to really kind of put our goals for the drone series in like a little box. We're going to be working on the new series, internet television series.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, loosely titled Clones, Drones, and Tones. About a group of music-making, singing, dancing clones who also fly clones. I mean, drug clones. Singing, dancing clones that also fly drones.
Right. There you go.
Does that make sense? So I'm singing, they're really songwriting. They're clones whose feature is songwriting and dancing.
Right.
And performing. But they also fly drones. They're like the Archies of the Beatles. Become clone drone.
You just did yourself. Archies and the Beatles.
Well, that's why I say it comes from an old concept.
Wow.
So you'll get a chance to see our crazy clones, how they fly their drones, and as we attempt to interact with the folks in Los Angeles, Los Angeles, California. Okay. Dang, what was it I was trying to show you? So I showed you Central Park. We got the Animoto. There was one other thing I wanted to show you guys. Let me just make sure. But again, to make sure you all knew what we had coming and why we have it coming. Vic, what are your impressions so far?
First of all, I'm a little bit different. When I see the bigger drone, or the one that has all the features, I don't think about what we're not going to do. I think about you got to stop me for all what I can do. That's my first impression.
We can get Vic and so, I will get stupid so, with
so
this stuff.
While he sits there and says, we're not doing it. Imagine somebody giving you a toy. And they sit there and say, here, you know what? This is all it can do. And the little kid turns it around and points it at you and says, Daddy or whomever, I'm only going to do these two things. Bullshit. I'm going to do all I can. That's all. I'm just letting you know.
But you're right. Well, so, that was the whole thing. We're going to be safe, you guys. We're not trying to go high and far.
Hey, look, okay? I put the tweet message out that we're about compliance, regulations, privacy, and safety, all those things. But if that thing can go where no man has been before and then some, I'm following it.
Well, that one, now remember, we have one last drone to take a look at. That's the AR 2.0.
Right.
That's the one that actually preceded the one I'm about to show you. The one I'm about to show you is the one that we have that has the greatest range capacity. Okay, especially when you use this new controller they have, Victor, where you put your smartphone or your Nexus, your pad in there.
Right.
The controller has a piece that amplifies the signal.
Okay.
Okay. To give you up to 2 miles.
Oh, that's good.
That's crazy. I know. If you're out in the wilderness,
you let it go then.
And it also has the return home feature.
Okay.
Which there has been some bugginess. It may return. So the AR, so what again, look for Victor and I, because somehow I think Victor's going to be a way better pilot than me.
Why would you say that?
I just see it. You've already
done it.
That's what makes me think Victor will be a better.
No, I'm thinking about
Cameron. Don't be surprised, Miko.
I'm thinking about camera integration.
Well, the cameras are great. I forgot what. Yeah. You know what's so funny, Vic? The megapixels on these cameras. And then when you start looking at, we're going to do a review of this because I'm a little, but I believe that some of the phones are 14, some of these are 5. We got to look what the megapixels are on the Nikon.
Okay, on the Canon?
Yeah, the Canon.
Nikon, you mean the Canon?
The Canon. We're going to look, just so we can, we're going to go back and review all our megapixels stuff.
Yeah.
So we can be aware of what megapixels, we're using all kinds of stuff. And that way we'll be able to go, wow, isn't it amazing that this camera has, this kind of a, this drone has this kind of cameras. The new drone, the AR 2.0, has two, an underbelly and one in the front. So you could use either one and switch with the app.
Okay.
Let's take a look at the Parrot B-Drop drone, which is the one that started everything. I actually got into this one, which caused me to learn more about the micro and the mini drones and allow us to develop our own philosophy for development here at PAX Stereo TV. Smaller than the AR 2.0, Vic, but goes further and I believe faster.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it goes faster. Yeah. The AR goes fast. Yeah, and all controlled by the same. That's the other thing, reason why I stuck with the Parrot. The Mini, the Sumo, the AR and the Bebop, all the same app, Vic.
Okay.
All the same app on your phone or Nexus, okay?
Okay.
Fly all of those. And it'll gather your own profile, right?
Right.
Your own videos and photos associated with your profile. All the same app. Well thought out approach, and that's why we selected them for PAX Stereo TV. Vic and I are not trying to become drone enthusiasts, even though that's going to be in there somehow for me, I guess. But very practical approach. We want to shoot video and create images. Stuff like this we will maybe play around with, but it's certainly not our biggest focus. Yeah, we're going to have fun. Watch out for the invasions. You know, Morphodites may be coming. We've heard that they're coming out of the seas. The Morphodites. And what, you know, who knows? You know, Miko does makeup. Who knows what we might be doing with special effects? Remember, GPS enabled. Both of these are bigger, the Bebop and the AR 2.0. 14 megapixel. Wow, man. See what I'm saying? Both the AR 2 and the Bebop, full Wi-Fi. GPS. So the bigger ones allow you and I to get really different.
For quality. Quality.
Yeah,
it's going to be better quality.
Yeah, and the AR one, so theoretically, will be easier to work indoors to do those things.
Got it.
Okay, got everybody. It. This has been Making PAX Stereo. Oops, let me stop that. Feature for this week was a real tech review of the things that were coming up that included a review of all of our drones, also our new robot cameraman that we'll be testing out. Here, new setup here at PAX Stereo to record and shoot outside in the courtyard of the campus as we install new sound, new setup, all testing. So you're going to see new events getting ready for the Kimberly Lola event here, part of the Outs the series. We're using other parts of the campus for our video production. You're going to get to see all of this, and then in the future, wait till we surprise everybody with a drone presentation. We have things in store coming up here at PAX Stereo. So I want you to know this is Vic and I talking about. Meanwhile, the big reminder is that this week there's no morning coffee. There's no Quiet Storm because of other special events. Mm-hmm. But keep checking back for news for the Kimberly Lola event, the next private party, mm-hmm. next Sunday. Right now, tentative time is 5:30. Look for the updates and the announcements from us as we get ready. Vic?
Yeah, that's about it. You said it better than I could, man. That's it. Just, you know, we'll give you a tweets up. Just follow our PAX comments or Victor Allen or Mario Hemsley. And the tweets will keep flowing with all the information. So keeping it lively, keeping it rolling. And hail March Madness championship game. Bam. Can't wait. Do it the same.
There you go. Everybody's been talking about that. I, Victor, with the nurse Miko. So I tell you what, why don't y'all take a look at that while we head on out? Thank you for tuning in. Here's the nurse Miko.